问吗？就是那个关于儿子的问题。
一定是这么的啊，这个我觉得技术上的问题啊，我们是可以私下我们找一个，我们有两个技术开发人员，到时候效果更好一点，好不好？这个或者我本人我也知道你 ，OK， 到这里你沟通。
嘉宾的这些演讲，那听了以后也非常的有帮助和有收获。然后其实我们对 OpenStack 和 CrossStack 也有一些比较怎么说呢，比较浅的研究，自己部署过 OpenStack 和 CrossStack， 也大致研究过他们的一些 API。 那么其实我们在看从宏观的在看这个两种技术的时候，其实我们很关心的是它的技术路线是什么。因为它作为一种开源的，就是说这样一种管理工具来说，它可能就是说它有自己的演进路线。因为我们可以说 OpenStack 它已经通过 Nova 去管理了一些主机和别的资源，然后通过那个 Swift 可能是管了一些就是网络方面啊，或者是然后 Glass 可能是管理一些镜像的。那么接下来就是说，或者说 Rackspace， 或者大家各位在座的，对于这种 OpenStack 以后的那个技术演进路线，以及它的一个 life cycle， 就是说它的整个一个生命的这样一个管理是怎么样的一种看法？谢谢。
I think a basic question is regarding to OpenStack and CloudStack. Okay, so direction and I personally think this question should be after this afternoon, people talking about CloudStack. So basically, how about give some kind of general direction between the OpenStack, so right now it has something CloudStack. So a lot of similarity for the direction. So next one, so maybe have some different opinion. Maybe start.
When you have control of a software program, when it's owned by a major vendor, if you have your own R&D lab, you can set a multi-year vision. I think one of the things that the developers have fallen in love with OpenStack more is part of its early stage, but I'd be surprised if in the next couple of code releases we get a multi-year vision that is actually agreed to. I think all the developers are so eager and excited to be making a difference with every hour of contribution that taking time to set a multi-year roadmap instead of just focusing on the next 6 months until the next release and maybe beyond that to know what's being implemented for the next month. I think that's a wonderful, agile part of OpenStack right now. So if you were to say, Andy, your counterpoint to that is that's just your excuse to not have a multi-year. Some might say that that is true, and somewhere between the balance of two is how OpenStack will mature and evolve and have a multi-year roadmap.
From the creating, I think we've seen evidence in the open source projects like Linux and many other projects where the community works on what the community finds most pressing. And having a roadmap from a corporation tells you what they think is the most important. Sometimes it aligns with users, sometimes it doesn't. I know I've written those roadmaps myself, but I think the power of the open source community is that we work with what's passionate for us today, what we need to run our businesses. And frankly, for me, I'd rather have that in my hand because that pays the bills than a roadmap of a proprietary company implementing what they think is important.
都有积极性，大家都很愿意这个贡献，这个很有计划性的，然后大家一起来发展。最后这个 open 这个一般来说是 community 的积极性，这个起了很大作用啊！你看，这个今天来了很多这方面人 ，OK， 好吧，下面问题。
各位老师好，那个今天很受教哈。那个我想问一下，咱们 crossbar 跟那个 OpenStack 的这个之间的关系，它这个我刚才也没有听太清楚。然后还有一点就是，咱们 crossbar 它究竟是不是全部开源？好，谢谢。
So two questions. Okay, crossbar. Crossbar the relationship with OpenStack and crossbar is that fully open?
I'll answer the first question. So the relationship between Crowbar and OpenStack is very tight. And you know, we've worked with folks at Rackspace and other members of the OpenStack community to make Crowbar better. So from a technical standpoint, as I mentioned earlier, we're hosting an OpenStack hackathon, which we're asking for OpenStack contributors globally to use Crowbar to install OpenStack. So and you'll also notice part of the architecture of Crowbar includes Chef. Chef has also been a very major contributor to OpenStack. So the relationship, both from a business and technical standpoint, are very closely knit with the OpenStack team. In fact, Crowbar was born from the need to have a framework and a very a structured way of implementing OpenStack in the early days. So while Dell is not a core contributor to the OpenStack community, we see our value to the OpenStack community being an organization that helps drive adoption and innovation within OpenStack. The second question, as it pertains to fully open, is Crowbar fully open sourced? The answer is 95% of Crowbar is open sourced. So the only pieces that we at Dell needed to hold back are the bar clamps that do BIOS and RAID configuration. The reason for that is because of licensing agreements and licensing of the BIOS and RAID firmware software that you need. So we just cannot open source that, because that's part of the, in the Crowbar architecture, those software packages are included as part of a repo. Acquire those BIOS and RAID bar clamps, you need to buy Dell hardware, which is why we're in business. But what we also want to do is encourage, and we have seen this from other hardware vendors, their own internal initiatives to create their own BIOS and RAID bar clamps. And that is exactly what Dell wants. While we're certainly very happy that that customers are running OpenStack on Dell hardware, we believe it to be the betterment for the OpenStack community that customers also find it very easy to run OpenStack not only on Dell, but other hardware vendor platforms. Because what it does is it drives adoption, it drives innovation, it drives the opportunity for advancement of the initiative. For that, we're very happy that other companies are doing just that. Does that answer your question? So talk to Peter if you want the BIOS break.
有什么问题的话，这个也可以用中文啊，这个比较方便。好吧，那下面再什么问题
？Another question.
Yeah,
I have a question. This is Yimai from China Unicom, and I worked in cloud storage aspect for a long time. So I have a question about. What's the strategy of OpenStack, especially in cloud storage aspect?
Cloud storage?
Cloud storage. Cloud storage aspect.
So, OpenStack for the cloud storage.
Your question could be answered for the community or by any one of the individual companies. So for the community, it's a necessary component that just needs to be able to scale up and scale out.
So there's two primary projects that are being implemented, right? There's Swift for the object store, and there's the Glance for the bulk looks for. I think what you're seeing in the community right now is the realization that we need lots of different storage providers providing back end behind those storage capabilities. And so the community is enabling people like Seth and many others to create scalable back end stores. I know the community is also quite interested in making sure that the other packages, the other forms of NoSQL databases, other forms of store can also be integrated deeply into it. That's work in progress, but the core elements today are around Swift and Atlas.
architecture 是叫 plugin， 也就是说这个它是提供一个开放式的抽象的一个接口，然后背后呢其实是能够通过 plugin 去集成或者是整合很多来自不同厂商或者是来自开源的，不管是软件的网络交换啊、网络管理还是硬件的网络管理的这种功能。我觉得Swift 的 storage component 也会去走类似的路，就是通过这种 plugin 我是能够去像刚才那个两位介绍的能够去整合多种的这种存储的设备也好，存储的协议也好，能够为这个cloud 提供服务，这是我的一个看法。
这个反正用英文、中文都基本上回答的问题啊，这个我就不重复了。这个好，下面还有什么问题？
Excuse me, I have another question. Comparing to MongoDB.What is the most obvious advantage of Swift? 有中文就是说，跟 MongoDB 对比的话，那个Swift 的最明显的优势在哪里？
What is Swift advantage?
如果可以的话，能解释优势。
What?
Compared to MongoDB.
MongoDB.
So the one that jumps out is production worthy. Swift is in production in a number of different places producing object storage today. MongoDB requires a fair amount more integration to be production ready today. You have to be ready to climb into the code. People are doing it, obviously, but it takes a bit more heavy lifting. I think the other big thing that I would keep in mind is Swift is designed to be a simple object store.
Excuse me, could you short in one sentence or long word?
Production.
Yeah, it's easy for me to
understand. Production.
Production, okay. Why?
That's what I was getting into. I think if you go across the road, you'll see that. Yeah.
这个，好吧，那下面还有什么问题，或者用中文、英文这个问回答这个问题。好吧，我们就后面给您机会啊。
谢谢。我想问一下，那个因为是 OpenStack 是用 Python 实现的 ，CloudStack 是用 Java 实现的 ，Hadoop 也是用 Java 实现的。而且我想问一下，为什么 OpenStack 不用 Java 实现？而且我们都知道 Java 是跨平台是最好的，而且都用 Java 实现的话，可以让我们结合性就更好接口，让我们开发就更便利。现在的 Hadoop 我了解的话，就是它跟其他接口的话，其他的云的接口的话，都开发了很多接口，而且这款的话也投入了比较大的努力。我想问一下，就是 OpenStack 为什么不用那个 Java 来改写或者是实现
？So maybe more specific, why start with Java? Okay, why OpenStack not use Java?
So we get into religious arguments here pretty quick, right? But it turns out for the kinds of activities that are in the core of OpenStack, which are largely relatively simple scripts that need to interact with other elements on a fairly well-defined basis, Python actually creates an incredibly strong basis to go do that. You're right, Java, from the number of programmers, would be far more widely supported from a developer standpoint. But in terms of the kinds of functionality that OpenStack needs to implement, Python is an excellent example. I think what we're finding now, as people build modules that support OpenStack, not all of those modules are written in Python. In fact, some are written in Java, some are written in other languages. They all interact through the RESTful interfaces, and both as well as the message passing interface within the system. So the fact that the core elements are Python doesn't really require the pieces to connect to the message, but have to also be written in Python. Maybe it's easier, maybe you stop. That's fine.
OK， 所以这个反正从历史原因好，从这个 prefers 也好啊，这个原因，但现在大家 recognize 了，可能在某种程度上会逐渐的根据不同需求啊来做这种各种各样整合，好吧？下面一个问题。
好，我想请问一下，就是那个Cloudba 是否只支持戴尔自己的服务器，还是可以支持其他的这个，比如 IBM 之类的？因为我看到它有对 BIOS 啊、网络启动之类的这个功能。然后另外一个问题就是 Cloudba 是否能够很方便的扩展对我们自己开发的那个私有的云系统的支持
？So basically Cloudba.So far, kind of, that it supports different non-Dell system, IBM, something like that. Okay. Secondly, is it possible to expand the ground bar to support more different systems?
One of my very, very, very best friends that I grew up with is a software developer at IBM. He's thinking about writing bar clamps for IBM gear, but I'm not sure I'm going to help him.But to answer your question, so obviously Dell is not going to write bar clamps for IBM hardware. That's just not going to happen. But as I stated earlier, it is for the betterment of OpenStack that either an individual contributor or IBM write bar clamps that will provision their hardware for OpenStack. What's the second question?I don't know if I can say this publicly, but since I'm several thousand miles away from home, I guess I can. There is a company with two letters that is using Crowbar to use their hardware with OpenStack. First letter starts with H.
Okay, 那就是简单的回答你的问题呢，就实际上其实刚才也问过类似的啊，这个是。完全可以的啊，但是呢，这个 community 肯定来说是 Dell 的一个事，是吧？因为在某种意义上来说 ，Dell 它是它或者没有 expertise， 或者其实很多这个 open 呢都是一种类似的啊。如果我在支持我的 platform 情况下，我在没有别的 platform 这个 expertise 情况下啊，往往是我也可能就我来开发，所以在不同的社区。大家也可以在这方面，这是为什么呢？一起做贡献的原因。OK， 好，下面问题。
我想了解一下这个这 Swim 的作为那个 Run Space 的一个最近的一个项目，就是咱们这个公司这个这个 Swim 的应用，现在达到什么的量级，就是多大概多少？达到了多少 PB？ 然后咱们现在公司每天大概的 IO 是多少？所有的这个存储啊，它现在能达到的一个量级是多大
？So what's the right now for storage as example? So what's the current biggest implementation can handle how big the data? So far, recall or whatever.
I don't have an exact stat.You know, we published that in some formats. The growth rate in our cloud generalized has been 100% year over year. Revenue as price points go down on a unit basis, your bigger growth in data at Rackspace, as an example, is above 100%. I think you have contrasting data from Amazon in the market that shows at least that type of growth, if not higher, but an exact figure, I'd say,find that online just like I would go and find it for you. In terms of, is it huge? And when you talk to people like NASA and you hear their size of data set, when you talk to some of the visions of the companies of what they're trying to build, you'd be hard pressed trying to sway you to thinking we're either huge or whether we're just at the beginning, it's big.
Okay, 当然这有些商业上数据可能不太好说啊，但是呢，它可能从成长的率啊这个数据呢，给大家一个印象啊。有些数据你比方说可以从这个 Amazon 里面你可以去查到，是吧？然后呢，比方另外数字就是说他们这个成长这个速度啊，这个每年的这个什么是好像是去数的可能是100%或者就是翻倍的这种成长，这种机会呢，可以大家可以看出来这个需求。而且这个 Lhasa 啊，他举了个例子， Lhasa 所需要放进去的数据啊，这个几乎大的你可以尽量想象吧，好吧？好。在下面问你，这个中文、英文都可以。
第一个问题是问一下组委会，今天这个 slide 能够让大家可以下载吗？可以。
我们现在正在运行的是 Intel 那个，好，我们是 Intel， 我没办法去回答说我们具体采用了哪些合作伙伴的，但是确实我们采用了多个合作伙伴提供的这个服务器，因为我们一直都有这个非常多的合作，我们现在采用的是这个智强的5600系列的，就是现在这个主流的这个服务器是采用这个 CPU， 然后 Intel 有一个3-4年更新服务器的这么一个战略，也就是说我们在每3-4年会去更新 Intel IT 会去更新我们所有的服务器，因为如果不更新的话，其实看起来你好像在用老的服务器，但实际上你在功耗在空间上花费更多的成本，而得到的效能会更差。然后所以接下来我们会去，也是会去就是看升级到我们现在最新的这个像 Arbor Bridge， 然后 Round 就是 E5 刚刚发布这个新的 E5 的智强的这个这我们也是有这个计划去做，
好吧？这个在下面，
It's very nice to be here, and I happened to notice one thing that Rackspace is in the second place of cloud computing, and Amazon is the first place. Well,I happen to notice that Amazon is absent, right? So I think maybe two companies have different opinion about China market. So I would like to know what's your opinion about this cloud computing in China. And my second question is that what do you think about the competitors in China like Alibaba?And Sunda, right? They're both developing their own cloud computing in China. So, what's your opinion about that? Thank you.
Great question. So, Amazon doesn't believe in open, unless the only open you're okay with is what Amazon chooses to expose. It's a philosophical difference. And the analogies can be made to many other parts of life, but the last company I would expect to join OpenStack.Small list of companies would include Amazon. There are other possibilities for collaboration. Yes, are we looking to make sure that people have already written to the Amazon API can have that same application work on an OpenStack environment? Yes. Will people want to enable any things you would store on a Swift deployment be able to go to S3 and vice versa? Yes, those things are underway. But in terms of Amazon, Jeff Bezos standing on stage saying,we embrace OpenStack. I wouldn't bet money on that one happening anytime soon.
That's all. Sorry. So there are some amazing innovators in China. You mentioned a couple of them, Alibaba, Baidu, Tencent. There are some amazing innovators here. They all had to get started and had to be successful before OpenStack was to the point it is today. Right? So they had to go do something. There were a lot of essential them to adopt OpenStack or Dojo or Swift as a set. Clearly, they will have to make those decisions. But I believe that I know that as we grow the capabilities within the modules of OpenStack, these companies will find value. It'll be cheaper for them to adopt the OpenStack elements than it will be to write their own code. Frankly, I'm seeing some of the most world-amazing innovation in China, in some of these clouds, and I expect a lot of innovation, some things that are going to surprise us to continue to emerge in China.
And while this comment is directly applicable to this audience in China, it applies to any geography. The power, again, of this being a community where there are many people running clouds on the same infrastructure stack is the benefit of the customer being able to eventually see a dashboard that shows a matrix of options in almost every geography, performance data and price data applied to every one of those different geographic locations. And Rackspace is unlikely to go be in all the hundreds of countries that we're not in today, including China, where we're not today. I open up the invitation to say Rackspace would be very interested in working with any company that sets up an OpenStack-based cloud and has an interest in partnering with us, where a customer that comes to Rackspace cares to share a workload and vice versa. It would be very empowering for the global world, including in China.
好，这个我们暂停一下啊。现在我们随机呢在准备抽第二个手机箱，好吧？这个我们还是由我们 Daniel OK， 这样说我们还有 Ben Lau Lucky John OK， so for you OK， and so please。
I thought we were giving away a server. We have another smartphone.
Number 189.